The year is 1872. The place is London. Our story is one of adventure, mystery, betrayal, and romance. Romance? Yuck! And our hero is Mr. Phileas Fogg. A tall, handsome, English gentleman, well, sort of. I'm Phileas Fogg, 42 years old, tall and rich, who neither blows hot or cold. Good morning. I am the new servant. You are a Frenchman, I believe. Oui, monsieur. My name is Jean Passepartout. You come well recommended to me. Thank you, monsieur. I shall not disappoint you. And so the arrangement began. It was to be an arrangement which would lead them both further than they could imagine. Later that day, Fogg found himself as usual at the gentleman's club. Well, Ralph, what about the robbery? The bank will lose the money for sure. Skillful detectives have been sent to catch him. But have you got the robber's description? A tall, handsome gentleman. A gentleman? Well, the robber could be anywhere now. Anywhere in the world. The world is big enough. It was once. What do you mean, once? The world has not simply grown smaller. A man can now go round it 10 times more quickly. 80 days to be exact. Impossible. No way. Quite possible. I'll wager you £20,000, which you will lose. All right, I'll show you. He's gone mad. Around the world in 80 days. So let's embark before it gets dark and see what we shall find. A crowd has gathered to see Fogg and Passepartout off on their travels. 80 days around the world. Around the world it can be done. He'll win that bet and let you see. He can set a record yet. As long as little goes wrong, he'll keep his dates. By train, by boat, by steamer. Think what he'll see. You might say he's a dreamer, but soon you'll agree. 80 days around the world. 80 days around the world. Fogg has wasted no time. By the time he and Passepartout arrived by steamer in Egypt, they had attracted the attention of Detective Fix, who was hot on the trail of the London bank robber. And he was convinced Phileas Fogg was his man. To catch a thief, I leave no stone unturned. To catch a crafty crook, you do it all by the book. To catch a slimy worm, and that is the perfect term. Beware, for that worm may squirm, and make sure your grip is firm. I don't care if he's up to Mars, he'll end up behind bars. I'll have none of his silly games or tricks, for nobody shames Detective Fix. Passport? Is this your passport? No, it's my master's. And your master is where? He stayed on board. He must go to the consul in person. Oh, where? Not far, fellow. There on the corner. I am Detective Fix. We have reason to believe the London bank robber is coming here to stamp his visa. Do not arrest him, but allow us to watch him from the corner. Understood? Understood. You are Mr. Phileas Fogg? I am. He is. This man is your servant. He is. I am. Where are you headed? India. Very good, sir. That will be £5. Well, he looks and acts like a perfectly honest man. Too perfect. He matches the robber's description. And so, detectives follow Fogg to India. By the time they reach India, Fix knew about the bet, but still believed him to be the bank robber. An Indian temple. Look, real Hindu priests. Look, that man still has his shoes and socks on. We must stop him quickly. Help! What are you doing? Stop! I need my shoes. Excuse me, may I be of some assistance? Who are you? Detective Fix at your service. Do you have any idea who that was? Some Frenchman with stinking shoes. They are none other than the London bank robbers. A criminal in our temple? How terrible. We must try and arrest them before they leave the country. We are servants of peace. Such worldly matters do not concern us. But you have no sense of justice? No, we are only interested in karma. I forgot to mention the reward. Reward? Perhaps we can help. Fogg and Passepartout are on a train heading for Hong Kong. However, a surprise was waiting for them. There they are. Don't mention my name or the robbery. They may be armed and dangerous. Very good, detective. Mr. Phileas Fogg, I am he. Is this man your servant? Yes. Both of you follow me. But where are you taking us? You are both under arrest. Under arrest? There must be some mistake, monsieur. No, no mistake. Detective Fix thought he had trapped Fogg to await the arrival of more evidence, so he could finally arrest Phileas Fogg and his servant for the London bank robbery. Mr. Phileas Fogg and his servants have been accused of disobeying temple rules. Those are the priests that stole my shoes. Silence in the court. Silence in the court. How do you plead? Guilty, Your Honour. It's quite an episode. Yes, that's true. I know exactly what I'd do. You will never leave from here. I hope we're being clear. Silence in the court. Silence in the court. Perhaps someone might explain. Of course, Your Honour. I call our first witnesses. Wearing both his shoes. Our law he did abuse. I had to turn and strike him twice. But then he ran away, so we have to say. Today we have come to see him pay the price. He poked me in the eye. It nearly made me cry. Never seen anything like it in my life, except for my wife. This behaviour's growing ever so rife, and I have never seen anything like it. Anything, anywhere like it. Never seen anything like it in my life. In my life, no, sir. Never seen anything like this kind of strife. Anything, anywhere like it. Never seen anything like it in my life. Silence in the court. This is my courtroom. Silence in the court. This is my courtroom. Must you repeat everything I say, clerk? A thousand apologies, Your Honour. Right, where was I? Sentencing, Your Honour. Ah, yes. Prison for 15 days or a fine of £1,000. Now I have them. I will pay it at once. Release the prisoners. I knew that. Release the prisoners. Thank you and good day, Your Honour. Next case. But not without my shoes. Phileas Fogg and his servant have finally arrived back in England after travelling around the world, closely followed by Fix and his fellow detectives. Will they make it back on time to win the bet? Let's find out. Back on English soil at last. You really are going to make it, Mr. Fogg. I am afraid not. I am arresting you in name of the Queen. Actually, there has been a mistake. A mistake? Yes, the bank robber was caught 3 days ago. 3 days ago? Impossible. He's an innocent man. Good hit. On to London. We just have enough time. Fogg and his loyal servant make their way back to the Gentlemen's Club. What time does the last train arrive? 20 minutes ago. If Fogg had caught it, he'd be here by now. We can therefore regard the bet as won. Well, he was certainly lost £20,000. Here I am, gentlemen. I don't believe it. Amazing. You've actually done it, Mr. Fogg. Around the world in 80 days exactly. Here, £20,000. Around the world in 80 days. Around the world it has been done. He won that bet and let you see how he could set a record yet. Yes, through Egypt, India, Hong Kong. Yes, Japan, the States. Yes, although a little went wrong, he kept his dates. What did he see? For now, we all agree. Around the world in 80 days. Around the world in 80 days.